Still, the number 20 years ago, longer, 30 years ago. So the most prominent aspect of the Yom Ne'erav was the Yemei Adin. Certainly, is the impression we get if we go back 60, 70 years ago. And it's certainly correct that in Yer Chinuch, so the certainly the pachad of the Yemei Adin is not accentuated. Those of you who will be going into Chinuch, you will probably be uncomfortable with accentuating the pachad of the Yemei Adin. You'll be more comfortable accentuating the malchus of Rosh Hashanah. You'll be more comfortable accentuating the Yom Tivtik aspects. That's the way it is. So that is, I'm not saying people don't believe. If people are saying what they believe, but it seems like a discomfort. Because it seems the Yemei Adin is many of the piyutim, the Piyut of Ramnan, the whole mahalach of Klal Yisrael. But we're uncomfortable with, and it's hard for us to teach what seems like a burdensome maimed, for lack of a better term. Uncomfortable teaching. We're much more comfortable teaching simchatic situations, right? Right, kachavi. So we're much more comfortable teaching referring to the process of taro, which is an emistika process, the cathartic process, which is an emistika process, the simcha of the Yemei Adin. L'mashal, if you go through the nusach of Yom Ne'erav, so the nusach that your grandparents davened with had very, very few cheerful, uplifting parts. The nusach that you daven with has many, many uplifting, cheerful aspects. But the Yom Kippur nusach, Samara Koyin, with a cheerful, uplifting point. There's another one. At the very end of the Sana Tokev. Right. So that I think is more of an accident because the Mojas came up with a very attractive nigun, so people attached themselves to it. So I'm not sure if that was how genuine that is in terms of the, or whether that was just sort of an accident of a very attractive nigun.
The
VSO,
you're not
sound joyful? The VSO, no, the VSO is Karlbach. Was that? I don't think so. And I'm not an expert in Chazonis, but I don't think, I think this before Karlbach, I think they saw you was regular Nusach. Not for sure.
Yasser Rosenberg.
Was that?
Yasser Rosenberg.
I have to check it out. If it was a cheerful one or not.
Do you think it's a negative thing?
So, you know, what the point is, so now I'm just observing, right? Go ahead, we'll come back in a second. Go ahead.
Mario Cohen
makes sense
in his choice.
Yeah, no, as I'm pointing out, yeah. No, what Eli's pointing out is, so you should also be cheerful, be joyous, because it's about Yisrael Mashiach. That's a good point. So we're worthwhile checking into that. But the overall point is that the last two Doros have been uncomfortable, or could be the last two Doros just can't deal with 2 days of Shana. David Yom Kippur, where he's entirely sober and somber and focused, and in Ishtana Doros, they're different. Ishtana Atzvam, people are different, right? So if you present a And if your yados is, and the central days of your yados is sober and sombering, and so then it's not hard to think of in the sermon. So, and lemaisa, is it good or is it bad? Probably the last two dairies would not be well attached to the davening of Yom Ne'erom if it would still be all straight nusach and no. And I've seen the battle. You know, it's in my shul, the older balabatim are very uncomfortable with the uppity, cheerful, the nigudim, and the younger balabatim are very dismissive of the somber, and we've always had a kind of balance. You know, the younger balabatim want the tchilos about seifoi, to be cheerful, singing and clapping, and the older balabatim want the tchilos about seifoi, that should be the way their grandparents davened, and so we have to work out a shalom bayis. We have to put the mezuzah on the slant a little bit. We have to work it out for both. We should be happy a little bit. So same is true with slichos for sure. We're all slichos for sure. Then we don't. Then we have options. We don't have. We don't try to have one nusach achid. We have options because it's 12 o'clock at night. One of those no one has the patience even for a little bit of give and take. So you have to have two separate. Whatever it is, but the so, but this so Zadel Epstein, he took the position that he thought that this overall approach, right now, of diminishing the accent on the Pachad Hadin was a disservice to the door. Right, that's the where we're coming to. In other words, in terms of the Nusach Davening, so it's a question of maintaining people's attachment to davening, and there's only so much you can move up against trends and against overall where people's heads are. But in terms of the overall look at the Yom HaDin, so I was gratified because I thought that is something that the Dervis are moving away from. In accentuating the Yom HaDin aspect, because we are very uncomfortable with pachad, we're uncomfortable with transmitting pachad, certainly to young people. But we always want kids to feel, and there's probably a reason for that, to feel confident and certain. And the Yom HaDin reminds us that things are uncertain. So uncertainty is something that people nowadays are very uncomfortable with. So our hashkaf is uncertainty is coupled with bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not an easy idea to master. So the point, what I'm getting at is that's why it's important for us to learn these sugyas of the Me'adin. Because it reminds us of an emes that sometimes people try to put in the back burner. Good, so we left off after having discussed that the trei donei mizdonei, that there are two dinim that the Rebbe Shlom has on different parts of the Bria. Kaidim Zriyasa Visomach Likotzir. That's an interesting ha'ara in of itself, that B'derech Klal, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu worked out the Teva, B'derech Klal, it's not a perfect fit, but B'derech Klal, Kadosh Baruch Hu worked out the Teva, that there'll be a din, there'll be two dinim on every part, on important parts of Parnassas Ha'olam. There'll be the din of the Zri and the din of the Ksira. Okay, we'll come back to that nekuda. So then the Gemara, then we pointed out that there are three machlokes. Each one has to be understood. One machlokes is the yom is there a yom hadin per se, or is there an ongoing din? Machlokes tanom. I would say that roiv of the tanom hold there is a yom hadin. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yosi hold there isn't a yom hadin. But the Rav Tanoim hold there is a Yom HaDin. And then in the Tanoim which hold there is a Yom HaDin, so then there's a machlokes as to whether the Ksiva Chsima structure is only for human beings, Or the Ksiv Achsimus for every single din HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world. And then there's a third machlaikis, and that is whether Bechlal there is separate Yimei Adin in different parts of the Bria, or whether there's a whether it's all determined based on the it's all part of the Yom HaDin on human beings. So that's where we left off yesterday. So the Ran in the Chidushim and the Ran in the Rif, so he asks the his first question is, what is the Makor for all of these Yimei Adin? What's the Makor for the Mishnah? And as we pointed out yesterday, Kol Boy Olam Oren Lefonov, that is the way that the din takes place. That's a Yaitse Yachal Lima Mevino Kol Maaseyim. So what's the Makor for all of these dinim? So what does the Ran say? Go ahead.
The fact that that's in the world, that we're told to bring certain things on those festivals, it makes sense that that's
what,
like, the peace for those things.
So that's what the Gemara says in the bottom of the Yomud, the Neymar Omra Torah Hevi'u Omer Pesach, B'nei She Pesach Zman Tuvuhu Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Hevi'u Lefanei Omer Pesach Kedei She Tisborech Lechem. So the Ran is quoting the Brice at the end of the Sugya, at the end of the Yomud, Rabbi Akiva's Brice. Kedesha Tisbarech. That was Rabbi Akiva's cheerful way of saying Kedesha Tonon. You'll get a bracha, right? That's what we often point out in previous years. We pointed out in the Mahalach of the Sifsei Chayim that the when a Kedesh Baruch Hu says Kedesha Tisbarech, Kedesh Baruch Hu is teaching us how we are supposed to approach the Yom Adin. We're supposed to come to Kedesh Baruch Hu and say, "I'm using your Mayim for Avodas Hashem. I'm using your papers for Avodas Hashem." Because Baruch Hu is giving us the Mahalach. And that is, the Sifsei Chaim points out, that is our Mahalach in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we don't come to Kedosh Baruch Hu and say, Chotosi visi peshati. Rosh Hashanah, we say, I am Mamluch the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm using all of my Koychos L'Avodas Hashem. That's what the Baruch Hu teaching us. That's the Mahalach we're supposed to use to approach the Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran says, so that is how the Tanoim knew that there was a din on Mayim and on Peiros and on Tvua, on the Yomim Tovim of Pesach Atzeres and Shmini Atzeres.
Can you explain the Peiros?
Yeah, because the Eitz Hadas, according to one day, it was Lechem. It was Eitz Hadas. So in the original Bria, Tavu was, and in the Bria, it'll come back, Lasa Lavei, it'll be Tavu. That's why Tavu is referred to as Ilonis. That's why Shtei Alechem, right, is for Paris Elon. Right? So then the Ran says, and how do we know that there's a Yom HaDin for human beings on Rosh Hashanah? How does Chazal know that? So what does the Ran say? That's the Gemara is going to darshan. The Gemara will darshan v'kesa yom kichoyk u'mishpat liyisrael v'kesa liyom chageinu. So the Gemara will darshan kichoyk u'mishpat, we're going to go through din v'kesa, when there's a yomtiv, that's v'kesa. When there's a yomtiv without a, right, the Ran says that we also know it from Chumash. Me'ireish ha'shana achmer ha'shana. The Ran calls it divrei kabbalah. It sounds like it means that there was a drasha of Teresh Shabbal Peh that was appended to the pasuk of Meiresh Hashanah Nachmas Hashanah. Okay, the Ran goes on to say, but what's the Meiresh Hashanah? Is the Meiresh Hashanah Nisan or Tishrei. So we'll come to that in a few minutes. Then the Ran asks the kasha that bothers everybody and says, what's pshat in there being a Yom HaDin for Peiros, for Tvua and for Mayim, and a separate Yom HaDin for the Adam? What's the din on the Peiros and the Mayim and Tvua? So l'chara, that din is, are we deserving of Peiros, Mayim and Tvua? So that l'chara is a Yom HaDin on Bnei Adam. No? That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran asks it. In the Chiddush Ran the Rif, in the Chiddush Ran. V'neichali ulefichach v'su kasha. Right? Have it? V'su kasha. V'su kasha li. Kevan da ondam nizan v'sh Hashanah v'ade al kolam ma'ayra'os shelo donin oso al tuwasay upe reis v'shar v'sakav v'kevan shekein al kol din v'sh Hashanah. V'sh Hashanah is not only, this is an important word, it's not only the Yom HaDin of whether we're going to live for the next year or not. That the Gemara will say, Sifri Chaim Sifri Mesim Suchu Levanecha. Good? So that's how we know that. But there's a Gemara in Bay we learned yesterday. Be'at HaZayim. Kol Eitz HaOysim Suchu Kedosh Baruch. Our Parnos is also determined. That's what we say in the Davening. At the end of every Shemayin Esrei, Be'at HaZayim Be'at Shuma. Where we say, Be'sefer HaChayim Brocha V'sholim Parnos HaZayim Be'at HaZayim. So Chazal understood every bracha is determined in Rosh Hashanah. Good? So the Ran says, if that's the case, so then to also pay rice of Vishar Sokov. Right? So then what's happening on Pesach? So the Ran explains, V'nechali d'shloisha d'vorm halolu l'chlalo oylam nidin b'shloisha prakam ashnui mishnaseinu. So three Takadosh Baruch Hu determines on Pesach two things, it looks like. Determines will be a good Zman Zeria, a good Zman Ksira. Right, a Zman Tziriya for that which is not planted, and a good Zman Tziriya for that which is planted. Good. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu also determines how many Peiros are going to be in the end. Kam Shoshana, Kadosh Baruch Hu determines what percentage of the world's produce will every individual get. Now, we would normally, if not for this Ran, if not for this Sugya, so we would think a Kadosh Baruch Hu determines in Rosh Hashanah how many Peiros we're all going to get, and then that's how many Peiros the world produces. What are we zeichet to have? What parnos are we zeichet to have? Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu determines what we're zeichet, then he has the cumulative amount for the entire world. So the Ran says, you see from this Gemara, it's not like that. You see, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has two different dinim. He has one din, what is the world going to produce? How is the world going to produce it? Right, tzira. You see that from the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's appropriate for a person to say, "Ah, it's a gavaldik zman tziriya," and therefore plant. So if that makes sense according to Abaye, that means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's din was it's going to be a good zman tziriya. It's going to be a good zman tziriya. In addition, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides how much the world's going to produce. And then he figures out what we are zeichet to.
So we're receiving something else is losing because I got more.
Correct.
That doesn't make sense though. Like Hashem decides whatever amount of units, but like people are deserving or less deserving, it just happens that it works out equally. Like if Rosh Hashanah came first, it would make more sense. Like whatever is there's no leftover, or Hashem makes people like do averos or mitzvos so they'll get it.
So l'chor means the following. Right, l'chor it means the way I would understand it is that there are dinim that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes entirely dependent on the individual, but then there are certain mahalchim in the Bria that the Kadosh Baruch Hu determines independent of our whether we deserve it or not. Because the way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his Bria, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs my life, that depends on my zuchuyas. The way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world is not as dependent on my personal zchuyos. Moshel Madar V'Doyme is that there are parts of the Bria, again, the way I understand this run. In other words, Eli said it doesn't make any sense. So the mahalach of here is to say, how do we make sense of what the Ran is telling us? Right? Again, the Rebbe used to say that when it comes to Divrei Agoda, so we analyze the sugyas in the same way that we analyze halachadik sugyas. So when you're saying it doesn't make sense, you have a kasha. Right? But I have to explain what the Ran says Chazal were saying, right? So Chazal apparently were saying that my chelek of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world depends on my zechuyos. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's the Borei Olam, doesn't necessarily change the bria because of my zechuyos. Moshul l'mad dover daimer, right? As far as we understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, there isn't a new din on gravity every single year. Right? There are certain koyches in the world that are part of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, as far as we understand, there's no new din. Is there going to be gravity this year? Right? How much gravity is there going to be? Right? Are there going to be centrifugal forces? So as far as we understand it, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishas Bria decided that there's going to be certain number of planets, a certain number of forces. We're going to have a certain number of seasons. Seasons will be in a certain way. The tilt will be a certain way. And the Bria's, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mechadish v'chol yom tamid, but he's mechadish those forces. Meidach, there are certain parts of the Bria that it looks like the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Nasati gishmechem beitam." That's not in the way that the Geshem will come is from Sheshmei Breishis. How much Geshem will come? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said that's entirely dependent on us. Right? Excuse me. So the when the Gemara says, "Hey, you lafanai peiros kedushas is Baruch Hu," is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying this part of the Bria is not Sheshmei Breishis? This part of the Bria is dependent. Right? So there's certain parts of the Bria that are not subject to din every single year. And there's certain parts of the Bria that are subject to din every year. So now what the Ran is saying that the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam does the din on Peiros is not what we normally think. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon how many Peiros every single person should get. And it works it out that the entire world should produce those number of payers. So, and that is taken the way, according to Rav Meir, that says everything is nidon. There's one big din for the entire world. It's all din nidon based on people. That's what Meir's view taken. You know, that's what he holds. Rosh Hashanah, once Rosh Hashanah is determined, the entire map of the world is worked out. Good? But Rav Yehuda and Rav Yishmael, they held that there were two parallel dinim going on. And that's what became the Stam Mishnah, and that's what Bikiva held, and that's l'chor how Klal Yisrael paskins, because we have Tfilas Geshem, right? And We don't have a tefillah for Geshem. We don't have a tefillah for, according to some midrashim, the Arba Minim are a tefillah for Geshem. We haven't introduced a tefillah for Shavuos and for Pesach. Maybe it shouldn't be so fast to say that Tavi Paskin.
Tal,
I don't know if Tal is a bracha for, is a request for Tavua. Tal is Bechlal. Tal is Bechlal. Tzarechi and Gadol Pshat and Tal.
Yeah, but within the bracha, within the wholeness of the field, there's like
their
brachos for like having, you know, full storehouses and harvest and stuff.
Yeah, maybe you have to look at more carefully. Let's come back. We'll come to this nakuda. So l'chayro, what a kish baruch is megala to us is that on Pesach, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, a kish baruch and they are cholek and where there's a ksiva chsiva. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Yishmol, on Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras bari oilam is going to determine how the world is going to function in the with respect to pay raise and tour. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras bari oilam is going to determine is going to be a good growth season and good harvest season. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah b'Torah's dying l'kol echad v'echad is going to determine my chelek. He just explained to him another way in which this din seems to work based on Chazal teaching us. Right, hold the question for 2 minutes. A moment. Right? But again, what the Ran is saying, that Rabbi Shmuel and Yehuda are saying. Right, again, the way that we look at it would be not be learning the sugya, be Rebbeir. Alright? Rabbi Shmuel and Yehuda teaching us a little bit different. Alright? You have to go. So what was your question?
I was just wondering, isn't this set up a situation in which there's a theoretical possibility where a person deserves more than is available?
So the Gemara will point out that there's so many variables that it'll work out. It's called bracha. It's this week's parsha. Bracha b'mei of, right? So a person, because bracha can determine that I will get greater bracha from every pri. I will. So there's so many variables that there's no limitation for a carrot. Right? The exact thought was the opposite. The opposite is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, you have to go." Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Chazal teach us, "Hazonas ha'olam kulei b'tuvai." We say in every benching, right? V'le'yechsa we say, "V'chayim u'noisi lechem l'chol basar kilom chazdei u'b'tuvai agadol tamid lo yechsalana." So part of the bria is part of the din, and that's why it's a separate din. That's consistent with a separate din. Lu yitzuyer, there would be a din on every individual, and that would then be cumulative. So then, maybe we wouldn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a world. So yechsa. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu says b'teres borei olam, he was borei olam, he's mekayim es olam. And part of the din is that there will always be payrus enough for, and there will always be parnasa for every single person. Right? Apparently, what Chazal are pointing out is when there are individuals who don't get the payrus that they to keep them alive, either there's a separate din against that person, or it means that the human beings made a terrible, terrible error and destroyed a lot of the payrus that Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, or misallocated them. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave enough to be mefarnes his world. So comes that's consistent. I'm not saying that's why. I don't know why. But that's consistent with saying that there's a separate din. The din is not Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras borei olam doesn't do a din. His din is the olam has to have kiyum. In addition, sometimes the world deserves more than just kiyum. Right? Sometimes the world deserves kiyum with a little bit of a pachad, a tsunami, a hurricane. Right? So that happens on, and that exactly how the hurricane is going to affect me, how the tsunami is going to affect me, exactly how the, that depends on Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, what's Yotze Mikol Zeh? Right? So again, according to Rabbi Meir, everything we're saying is not correct. Everything is all Kadosh Baruch Hu figures out, it's all based on Bnei Odom, takes it from there. There are two parts to Bria. There's one part of the Bria that's Visheshim Gracious, and the other depends on human beings. And then, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, and according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, there's an ongoing sliding scale, din chol yom v'yom. According to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yehuda, so they say there's this two-part din, and the two-part din is, one, l'chor was happening, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras bari oylam, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras mashkiach al kol yachid v'yachid. Hayotzeh mizeh, is that we don't fully understand why the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to work it out this way. But Hayotzeh mizeh, we get to observe different parts of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. So according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, the din, according to all the Tanoim, but each one in a different way, the whole structure of dinim is a gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. Right? So then you ask, then now when we say betray doni mizdone, we understand a little bit deeper. A Kadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras bara olam has a season of zirviyah and a season of ksira. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Bari Olam, is going to determine, he did not say that the Zriyah Ktsira seasons are determined by Sheshit Vibrations and will always be constant. No. What will be constant is a season of Zriyah and Ktsira. The Chol Shana V'Shana, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to determine the Koycha is in the Koycha of Ktsira. Once you understand this, so then you will understand what. The word "why" is not, may not be maybe too far-reaching, but you certainly understand that there is a gili of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of his hanhaga, and you can certainly understand the value of having that gili. Because we want to crunch it down to hanhaga sa'adam. Right, there is a tkufis in life of Zeriya and tkufis of Ktsira, and the different tkufis, and the different koyches in the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu put those koyches, and we would appreciate that in every aspect of human endeavor, there is a tkufa zuri which requires certain kinds of koyches, and a tkufa ktiris requires different kinds of koyches, not the same koyches. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us that he kibi yochel has a certain responsibility for the entire world, b'teres bari olam, right? And there's a din that's megala him as bari olam, providing for the entire world, and then there's a separate, there are different, it's ke'ilu. They're saying, ke'ilu, there's a tchuna of avinu, tchuna of malkein. But hayotzeh mizeh, and this we'll see more and more as we go deeper into the sugya, is that the way we understand the din of the Ribbono Shel Olam is understanding more and more of the Anhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a pach at the end of this. But at the same time, there's greater insight into the Hanhogas HaBorim. I saw yesterday, it was talking in the same sefer. It was a long consonant. So I saw yesterday that there's a sefer that was written by the Talmud of the Trumas Hadesh. I forget the name of the sefer. Where he writes the Hanhogas of the Trumas Hadesh. So one of the Anhogas Trumas Hadesh was that he would sing the entire month of Elul. He would sing Baruch Shama. It would take him about 3/4 of an hour, either to get through Baruch Shama or to get through Pesukei de Zimra from Elul till Yom Kippur. It was like Amudas Yisrael. Wilson, right? It took him. That's like their Hanhogah and Rosh Hashanah, and they get the tekiyas in the afternoon sometimes. So this Mechaber says, I don't really understand where this is coming from. In fact, apparently the Trumas Hadesh and Rosh Hashanah, when a guy came to Beis HaMedrash at 9 o'clock in the morning, he would say, "Did you say Shemoneh Esrei as well? Did you finish davening already?" So Lanius Daiti. You know where it's coming from? It's that part of the, since Yom and Eirom are a gilui of the din, that's the gilui of Malchus. And Pesukei de Zimra is also gilui of Malchus. Baruch Sha'amra is gilui of Malchus. You say in Baruch Sha'amra, Nimnicham Alkeinu. So what the Trumas Hadesh was doing, he was making his hachanas for the, of being Mamach the Rabbanu Shalom. And how do we do that every single day? We do it at the very beginning with Baruch Shalom and Pesukei de Zimra. That's the Kitsa Nimrits. But that's the what's happening. Okay, a few questions here. Josh, what's your question?
It was the same question as Benji, which is like, if you're going to say it's just, basically it seems like you're turning it into a competition. If you have some kind of overall amount and then it's like divide that between them.
Right. So the answer is that that my din should not impact somebody else's din. But the Gemara will say later on that, let's say when it comes to rain, for example, so the rain could be timed well for one person and timed poorly for another person. Right, so how the din affects me will, that's what's determined in Rosh Hashanah. What my chelik is in the parents, but it doesn't mean that somebody else is going to suffer because of me. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could give me a bracha that will totally be unimpacted for somebody else. I can be a very mundane and simple example is that almost all the time we presently over purchase. Right, almost every week we throw food out of the Shabbos. Right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could simply say that he'll make sure that I'm able to use the food after Shabbos. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make one person detest leftovers and it's mamash shayach for him. And one person will say, fine, Shabbos take food, it's only Monday, it's Gvalda, the Baruch of Shabbos. So the same, so there's no reason that's what Chazal point out, that's Baruch of Emeyav. So there's no, we see in terms of the way we run our lives that I could much better use many of the things that I purchase. Because it's Baruch of determined that I'm, that, my the things I purchase, everything will last. Won't go bad early. No? Make sense? But it doesn't have to be the limit, the there's so many different variables there that the amount of the sort of the cap of the fruit and the doesn't need to impact an individual's benefit from it.
It's interesting that on the Shulam Ramah, the Ribbon Shulam Kol and Kula, it's
right.
Very individualistic.
Yeah.
You should be doing that on Pesach. It's like to do with Kol and Kula and Rashon. It's all about me. So what am I doing in Malach, the Ribbon Shulam Kol and Kula?
So, yeah, so the two... No. The L'chari, the two are very, very connected. Because the last line of Rabbi Akiva is Imru Lefanai Rishonim Malchias. Right? Zechonis Vesherfers. Malchias Kedesh Tamichuni Aleichem. So what you're saying, when I'm mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam over me. Right? Both things are happening in Rosh Hashanah. There was a famous verse from Yisrael Salanter. They said in Rosh Hashanah people are so focused on being mamlech the Shbaruch Hu Kolam Kuli, they forget to be mamlech the Shbaruch Hu on me as an individual. So both things are happening. I'm mamlech, there's a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim in Rosh Hashanah. That might even be the Iker, but that's what the Gemara says. Kedei shetam nichuni aleichem.
It sounds like general. When we say Lecha Kol Olam Kula
V'Chayim. Right.
There's no list of that. Dr. Rashad says Mamla Kalai. It seems to be very generalized.
So, hold on a second. Rabbi Kiva says Kedei shetam nichuni aleichem.
Which also sounds like general.
It's individual. Kedei shetam nichuni aleichem. Right? Kedei sheyale zechreinechem lefanei l'tayim. And so there is malchus that a person does, being malach, in other words, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being a shayfet on each of us as an individual, that's being malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on me personally. How many mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So one way that a mamlech is the pachad adin. His control over me. That's malchus. My acquiescence to his rotzer. So that's malchus. Now, in addition, my recognition of the rebonus of malchus al kol el mkuloi is is another aspect of my avdus to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol olam kuloi is an important feature of the emidah. So now you have two kashas. Kasha number one is, where in the nusach HaTfilah do we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus over me as an individual, right? So one place is through the Avinu Malkeinu.
Malkeinu.
Yeah, because there it's Avinu Malkeinu, Kurar, Beroy, Gazar, Dinei, yes, right? Avinu Malkeinu.
Sounds like also for the Klal.
Who's that?
Sounds also for the Klal.
No, we say Bederach, we say Belosh and Rabbim, but we're certainly asking, because Veinu, we say something, we're asking for ourselves as well.
So you just want to answer it because it's Rabbim also.
We always say Belosh and Rabbim, right. But the...
That's also personalized. It's not an indicator that it's...
Why? Was it personalized?
Just want to answer it.
No, but what is... How was it...
The fact that Avinu Malkeinu is Belosh and Rabbim is an indicator necessarily that it's good to claw. It could also be...
Right, no, yeah, right, correct.
Nah,
but no, but what Danny's saying is that the major bracha is Melcha Kol Unkul Vachvayder. Right, but the emphasis that the pasuk, the psukim that we quote, and the pasuk that we quote most frequently in the nusach habracha, is b'yeda kopol ki ato paltei, b'yavin klitzur ki ato yitzarte. So we are focused on individual mekabel malchus.
Or the absence of such a
tefillah on Pesach. Hold on a second. Because you have two kashas. The first question is it in the right? So you have a kasha. We have to look into more. Is that what would it be a better nusach of the bracha of Mamlechuni Aleichem? Rabbi Kiva says Mamlechuni Aleichem. It's personal malchus. In addition, there is Malchus al kolom kuloi, because I think that is one of the greatest zechuyos we have, and that is to recognize the Baruch Hu's Malchus b'cholam kula. In the Nusach HaTefillah we say, Vedekol Paul Kiyat HaKalpah. So you have a kasha on the Nusach HaBaruch Hu. I have to think about it. Do we find in the Tefillah, I have to look more carefully. In terms of Pesach, I have to think about that more. Whether we have we adopted, the Gemara is going to say Keman Maslina, right? So the options are going to be Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda. So Tzorach Iyun, if we have it, right? No. So Lechore, that means that we've adopted Rabbi Yehuda's approach, but we don't say Kira Beir.
Right?
Right, Melchal Kol Oretz. Right, I mean, it could be to say Malki would be diminishing of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Go ahead.
Oh, just two questions. One, why can't you, like, in answer to Joshua Benji's question, can't you just say that the individual is judged however he's judged, and then whatever's left of the previous year's Pesach he'll be given in the next 6 months, and whatever's after that will be readjusted according to how the accumulation of what people deserve? I'm saying you don't have to, like, I'm not sure, just the simple cheshbon can equate all the things and take it, take two.
No, yeah, what you're saying is, correct. I'm saying the Rambam doesn't say it that way.
And the second thing I was going to ask,
if you'll find a reason that says it that way, we go along with it.
But see, I'm saying he says that on Pesach they're judged for Pesach Parnasa,
right?
And on Rosh Hashanah they're declared their chelekim. So each Pesach were declared for Parnasa, and on Rosh Hashanah for the next I'll be declared my chelek, and for the next 6 months I'll be given my chelek that can fit into the remaining amount of the year, and then what doesn't fit into the chelek, I'll get to the first 6 months of next year after the next.
But the Rambam doesn't say that. Right? The Shlosh is Rambam Halol Lechlal Ha'olam Nidon, and then each one has their chelek. So it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu the Rambam could have said what you're saying. The Rambam could have said that every individual gets their din of how many payers they have every Pesach, and it works out, and Kadosh Baruch Hu does the readjusting on Rosh Hashanah.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the world gets judged on Pesach.
Yeah.
And if I'm judged on Rosh Hashanah that I should get one apple,
yeah,
so I'll get however many what percent of the apple I can get from the year spanning from the previous Pesach. So for the next 6 months, I'll get whatever can fit into whatever I can get out of the total of that year.
Right.
And the next 6 months, for the next cheshbon, so the remaining that he owes me will be cheshbon into the next year's Pesach.
Yes, it could be, but the Gemara says the Gemara answers the kasha. The Gemara says that a global event will have different impacts on individuals. So the Gemara seems to ask the kasha. So that's why I don't have to go and make his first.
And secondly, just quickly on the line, how would he answer Tosfot's thing of like how do you have Birkan Hashanah?
Right, right, right.
You don't know if you're in Rosh Hashanah.
We'll come to it. If you go ahead. Everybody, do tell us, please. Remember, make sure we come back to the Nakuda. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, is Ron's original question really answered? Because he's not saying that there's so many variables that go into each person's individual judgment that ends up happening on a global scale, can just be, someone can tweak it.
Right.
So if I have my Zardin, Roshan, Yom Kippur, so what does it really matter what ends up happening? It's like this. I already have my
correct.
So at the end of the day, should I be nervous? I'm getting my
Zeinu Chanami. So what you're saying is it seems to play itself out. We don't seem to get overly nervous on Pesach and on Shavuos, on Geshem, we are Chazal Merkevei Nusach Flusa Geshem. Right? But in Achanami, right, we don't. We do our thing, we do our Avoida. Our Avoida is to Nisach HaMayim, our Avoida is Shnei Lechem, our Avoida is. So it could be what you're saying is correct.
So these Rosh Hashanahs don't really have so much of an afkamina.
And Chanami sounds like Rabbi says the nafkamina is that you may be able to hedge your bets, take greater risk. And Chanami, when Rabbi says, he doesn't say therefore make sure that you Chanami could be. And so and therefore what we're pointing out this morning is even more is well borne out that part of the din is observing the Hanukkah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when observing Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga has a huge impact on me, then that overwhelms the day, and that becomes right. I'm watching a certain judge. I'm fascinated by his judge, by his ability to run a court. I'm fascinated by how he grills the witnesses, how he makes decisions. He's eloquent, right? So I observe it now. He's judging me. I'm not so concerned about how eloquent he is and his courtroom order and the rose and chulei. What about me, right? So comes Rosh Hashanah, and all of a sudden, the way that I observe Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, we talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus b'chol yoyim miyoyim. Shema is Kavod Malchus. Gemara says Shema Tfilin Kriya Shema Kavod Malchus. Gemara says every bracha is Melech HaOlam is Malchus. But now Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden, Malchus means affects me. I look at it differently. And then Achanami still Achrei Kichleis HaKoil. In all of the davening of Rosh Hashanah, the focus is much more on Malchus than on my din. But L'chol is correct what's happening. So that's what we're pointing out. We're pointing out that so much of what's happening in this sugya is observing the Rabbanu Shalom. Being Megalus and Tchunas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now when we go weiter, the next, and first we will discuss Mamish how this impacts our Odavni, Kaman Matzah. And then we'll discuss I'm thinking that this also explains the Ksiva, the Pshan, the Ksiva Chasima. That it's much more about the Gila Vakash Baruch than it is about my own din. I mean, that could be Machlaikas. We'll say Machlaikas amongst the Kaman. Okay, any questions? Anything we left unanswered? Josh not happy with your answer yet. I'll have to work on it maybe. Okay, we'll see if we can work it a little bit better. Good. And then a little bit, we have to also focus a little more in the midst of the field. Okay. So please go by. Please also try to learn the sugya a little bit faster so you can go on to other sugyas.